Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everybody's having a good Wednesday morning so far. It's 6:30 here on the East Coast in New York. And joining me today as part three of the 10-part extended series is Dame Emma Jane Brown. And the company is EJB Events, very unique and really cool company that's that certainly takes events and event planning to the next level. So let's welcome her to the show. Emma, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very good, thank you.
Great. Well, it's great to have you back on. I know, you know, last week you came down with a little bit of a sore throat or something that does not make radio very conducive to doing.
No. I think it's getting close to Christmas and everybody's getting tired at the end of the year, and obviously the weather doesn't help. So, no, it's happening everywhere, I think.
That's true. Well, you know, as I mentioned off air, you know, it just took my my little son to catch something, and then the rest of the house came down with it as well. So, but Emma, with EJB Events, now I know that what we spoke about in the first couple of episodes obviously covered a pretty wide gamut of information about yourself, and you do a lot of different things. You know, obviously your past as a show jumper has allowed you to see things and has allowed you to travel, you know, across the world, and has put you in a place where you needed to kind of figure out for yourself what you have to do. And I know that, unfortunately, you know, after all these years of show jumping, you know, you did come down with an allergy to horses, which is ironic. You know, it's crazy and super unfortunate. But you actually took it and kind of spun it. I mean, you're not this type of person that kind of looked back and had all these regrets. You've actually moved way forward with it. So why don't you share with us a little bit about your story and how you kind of overcame, you know, the career that you always wanted, getting cut short and then making it into something else?
Yeah, I mean, as you rightly say, unfortunately, I was at the top of my career and I had everything going for me and good sponsors, and you know, really the world was my oyster. And with me having my allergy and not being able to obviously ride anymore, that was a big shock to my system and soul destroying.
Right.
So I needed to get away from that sport for a while, and I needed to sort of refocus on my life, because with my riding, it had literally been my whole life since I was a little girl. And you're so used to doing that because that is your format of what you've been, you know, for many years doing every day. That a sudden change to go out into the big wide world and do something completely different that you're not so sure about and you don't have so much confidence, it is a big, you know, a big shock. So I sort of went away and sort of assessed things and, you know, thought maybe I could do this or whatever. But then I sort of thought about, when I was competing, I was always attending a lot of events and representing my country by going to different events. And I could remember and go back in my mind of how some things weren't always good and some of the food wasn't good and the staff weren't really how they should be, and how a lot of people were getting quite stressed because they were going to something and wanting to be looked after,
right,
but it wasn't happening. So I sort of put that into, you know, a thinking cap and thought, well, maybe it's something I need to sort of go and investigate. And that's what I did. So I spent 16 to 18 months going around hotels and being like this sort of mystery shopper, and first of all learning from it and taking it back, and then thinking, well, that day wasn't really how it should have been. That day was amazing. Because when you're putting on a service that I offer, which is a personal concierge service, which is really hands-on for me, from start to finish, it has to tick all the boxes. So, you know,
Sure. This
is very, very important for me to be like an event organizer extraordinaire in a way. And that sort of went from sort of stages then of getting people to trust me, and then sort of getting involved with red carpet functions with Hollywood A-listers and organizing, you know, some of the most spectacular holidays. And that's where it's grown, really. And yeah, I mean,
it's very good
as well for me in a way. It's, obviously, it's hard work like everybody does. And if you don't put the work in, you don't get the, you know, the best things back. But I think it's something different, and you know, I'm there to find the different hidden gems. I'm always there looking for new ideas, and it's sort of moving on rapidly now, because it's something that everybody wants for a special service. They want to be looked after. They don't want to be going out and having a problem with whatever, because everybody is paying for something, whatever it is, and you don't want to be taking your space of entertainment or where you want to just go and relax, and you're not happy with it.
Absolutely. And for everyone that's listening and can and interested in checking out the website, it's ejbevents.co.uk. And if anybody has a question for Emma, the call-in number for this morning is 323-870-4087. Again, that's 323-870-4087. Now, Emma, so I know that there's other companies out there doing event planning, and obviously I don't think that they particularly hold a candle to what your company has been doing. But aside from being there personally and really, you know, taking care of any sort of mishaps that might happen, what is it also that you look to do to set yourself apart from others in event planning?
Well, as you say, it's a hands-on thing that I offer, which a lot of companies don't. They sort of organise your tickets to go to this event, and you arrive, and you know, you're not quite sure where to park, and then you don't know where to go. So we are completely there for you to make sure that as soon as you leave your home, whether it's with us in an organised car for you, a chauffeur, that you go, you know, feeling relaxed, and you don't have to worry about things. I mean, you know, it's sort of, I become this sort of organizer come butler come, you know, service with whatever you need, because that's what people need, isn't it? And I think that's what makes a difference to how other companies are in corporate companies. It's a lot of time, it's a lot of effort, but when I'm giving and saying personal services here, that's exactly what we give.
Absolutely. And with that, Emma, I want to ask you about how you come to decide on where the events are going to be held and what it is that you're trying to do. You know, I mean, do you work with the client directly and just kind of say, okay, this is what you're into, this is where we can go with it?
Yeah, I mean, they obviously come to me for ideas, but because I've already gone to the venue, I've stayed there as well, where I've tested how everything is. So I understand. A typical example could be if we go to a wonderful, my clients want to go to a wonderful day out of the races, Ascot Races, which is one of the best race courses in England and has, you know, famous race horses from all over the world. So they will go down to a beautiful hotel the night before at Cowes Park, which is set in like 600 acres of beautiful countryside, very close to the venue, but always the traffic and everything is a problem in the morning. So they will come down and stay the night. They'll have a relaxing dinner and a nice glass of champagne. Meanwhile, I will have a hairdresser that will be upstairs with their wives and partners to check that their hat and everything is fine and their hair is exactly what they want in the morning. So while the husbands are downstairs having a glass of champagne and just chilling out and getting ready to look at the racehorse list and who they're going to bet the next day, the wives are upstairs completely happy in their rooms or suites being looked after, knowing that in the morning when they wake up, they don't have to get stressed about their hat, they don't have to get stressed about they're doing their hair wrong because it's all pre-organized already. And then in the morning they will come down, but later than the rest of the people in the hotel. They will have a lovely breakfast brunch, and then while all the madness of all the chauffeur cars and everybody trying to get to the races early, my clients will be in a separate private room having breakfast with newspapers. I will then bring along one of the most professional, incredible racehorse jockeys, Bob Champion, who won the Grand National many, many years ago on a horse called Old Meaty, who actually had cancer. And, you know, he does an incredible charity now. So I raised a lot of money for his charity many, many years ago and went on a horse charity sponsorship ride
right.
to raise money. So those special pieces are what we offer to clients that would not normally get that with any other company. And then, of course, the hustle and bustle of the traffic is gone. My clients get into their chauffeur cars and they get driven to Ascot. They get taken up to the top floor where all the private boxes are waiting for them. In they go. All the tickets, all the betting is all sorted before they even get there. And they just get a lovely glass of champagne and enjoy the races and beautiful food. And, you know, at the end of the day, they get taken back to the hotel. Their table is already waiting. There's no hassle of them coming back and saying, why is my table not here? And it's all done.
Right, right.
Completely.
Absolutely. And,
both sides, you know, men and women are happy, which is...
Right, well, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
That is certainly a big thing. And I know that you've mentioned that, you know, over the course of the first couple of episodes, how... You know, you do have couples coming in, and you know,
yeah.
it surprises you to see. Not that it surprises you, but you know, you often find that the women enjoy doing things that you wouldn't normally expect them to be doing. It's not just they want to go shopping or anything typical. You know, the stereotypical, I should say. Now,
exactly.
Emma,
I mean, yeah.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No. I was just saying. You know, a lot of. Obviously, women can shop till they're drop. Obviously, that's a massive thing that women love to do. But also, you know, how many times can you keep going shopping? I mean, yeah, in London, we have, as the city and the capital, we have wonderful shops as you do in New York. But it's always nice to get them away from London and take them into the countryside and give them a feel of what else is happening. But do it with their partners or husbands. And I think that's another personal touch that I like to offer because, yeah, I can get them private shopping and they can go into, you know, a big store and have the store to themselves after hours and things like that. But the unique side of it is so different when both sides are happy and wanting to do things together.
Right. Absolutely. And now, Emma, I know that you're incredibly involved with a wide array of different charities. It sounds like you do it on a weekly basis. It always sounds like you have something going on. So why don't you share with us a little bit about what you had from last week and the last couple of weeks now since we haven't spoken with you as far as different events. And I know there's the Pride of Sport Awards that you sponsored. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. The Pride of Sport Awards was last week. And it was held at the Grosvenor House Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel in London. And it's the Mirror and Sport England Awards that they recognise the unsung heroes of sport. So as well as sort of raising awareness about sport, they also encourage people to be more active on a regular basis. And that sort of highlights people then who have contributed towards the sport at a local or national level. And when I sort of learned about this charity last year, I was very, very much impressed with what they were doing. And also they were, you know, talking about a disability award. Now, for me, I am very, very passionate about disability people and incredibly even more with riding with disabilities.
Right.
So I was straight on it to say, you know, I would love EJB Events to be one of the sponsors. And I would also like to, you know, choose. I could have chosen any award that night, and I chose the Disability Award. And the girl who won was called Natasha Coates, and she has been a gymnast for 10 years but was sadly diagnosed as suffering a mast cell disorder.
Right.
And so really after being repeatedly hospitalized for nearly 2 years, with all her different treatments and everything else, that really did not hold her back at all. And that's where it comes in with me as a sports person, you know.
Right.
Keep going, we have to keep going. And
absolutely.
She, at the moment, is the current all-round British champion for disability gymnastics, and she
wow.
was voted for the prize. And she broke down slightly because she was saying about her treatment she had to have before she came to the awards that night. And it was just incredible because, it, you know, every award to me is a special award, and everybody who wins an award is special to me. But the whole room, which was, I think, 850 people, consisting of celebrities and footballers and football managers and very wealthy business people and people that really wanted to support this charity, stood
of
up
course.
As a standing ovation. And it literally was so overwhelming for me to see that this disability status is getting out there to able people, because they need the support, they need the help.
Right.
It was a really, that just that one bit of not just sponsoring, because obviously I do a lot of that with my charities, but
mm-hmm.
to see the whole room standing up.
That must have been an incredibly special
person
moment.
Person was a yeah. very, very memorable special moment.
I'm sure.
And afterwards, she came over to see me and she gave me a big hug and she said, "My gosh, thank you so much." And I said, "No, I want to thank you. Don't thank me. I'm going to thank you for being
now,
an
Emma,
inspiring person."
It looks
yeah.
like we have a couple of calls coming in. Would you like to take a couple of questions?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Let's see who we have on the line right now. Welcome to CMC Radio with Dame Emma Jane Brown. Who are you and what's your question?
Hi, this is Vince. I'm from Connecticut. Hello. I'm going to London in the spring, Ms. Brown, with my company. I'm interested in the shooting with the Olympic gold medalist. I enjoy the gun ranges at home, would love corners from a gold medalist, but the other things you offer won't fit my budget. Would I be able to partake in the one day's activity only, just the gun ranges?
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, as I said before,
yeah.
we want to help everybody in certain circumstances. Obviously, we do a lot of high-profile things, and we also do other events
mm-hmm.
as well. This you know, special time with him as an Olympic gold medalist is obviously unique, and not everybody can get to it because it is a special, you know, time to be with him. But I'm sure if you send me details of what you're looking for, you have my website details, and we can give them, Rob can give them to you. And, yeah, I'm very welcome to, you know, look into sorting out something for you, but also welcoming you to London and, you know, maybe doing something else with you as well.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. And, again, for everybody that's interested, you can check out ejbevents.uk.co. And, Emma, it looks like we have another phone call, so let's get to that real quick. Welcome to CMC Radio. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, my name is Jamie. Early next year, my husband is going to be going to London for business. We have the concierge service before in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry. Emma, can you hear that at all or no?
No, I didn't hear. I heard just a slight thing at the beginning, but I heard nothing. Nothing at all.
Gotcha.
Sorry.
Okay, Jamie, if you could try to give a call back, the phone kind of cut off there.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'll try again.
Please do.
All right. So while we get to that, all right. So Emma, I mean, now that sounds like you had a marquee moment with the Pride Sport Award there. I mean, I'm sure that of all the different things that you've experienced in your life, which has been probably more than a lot of other people, that's probably right up
yeah.
there as one of the most special moments, right?
Incredibly. And it makes me feel that I want to help these people. I want to be involved with the Special Olympics now, which,
sure.
you know, is another great thing for sports training and competition
of
programs
course.
For children and adults with disabilities in Great Britain. And
I'm sorry,
you know,
Emma, not to cut you off, but it looks like we might have another caller
okay.
coming in. So
yeah.
Let's go to
okay.
that quick. Welcome to CMC Radio. What's your name? What's your question?
Hi, my name is Jamie. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi,
I
Jamie.
Can.
Welcome back.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, thank you. so early next year, my husband is going to be going to London for business. I accompanied him last year and actually found the city really confusing and actually spent most of my time in the room. We have we have used a concierge service before in Los Angeles, and the owner we spoke to on the phone made it sound wonderful. But when we landed in LAX, we were kind of passed off to a 22-year-old college kid who really couldn't care less about our experience. And
let me stop you there, because let me tell you, that is exactly what EJB Events does not do. You will be greeted by me at the airport, and you will then get a car driven to wherever you're staying, and then we will look after you for the duration of where you are. We'll give you ideas where to go, and while your husband is doing business, you know, we can still look after you. And I certainly would not let you stay just in the hotel room.
I felt just stuck, you know. And we couldn't even get a hold of the owner the whole time we were there. We couldn't even get a hold of the owner of the service. So
it was a little bit of a mess. Please send me details of when you're coming and everything, and stay in touch. And then, you know, I would be very honoured to, you know, welcome you into London and make you feel happy that you want to come back again and again.
Oh, thank you. I definitely will. I will send you an email.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, Jamie, thanks for the call. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And Emma, for everyone that's, you know, since it seems like we have a number of callers coming in, why don't you share with everybody the best email and contacts for you real quick while we still have some more time?
Okay. The email details and the website, first of all, is www.ejbevents.com. .co.uk. Go on the website and you will find all details how to contact me, and I'm looking very forward definitely to help everybody in the States when they come over to London and to experience what EJB Events does.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, it certainly sounds like, at least for this morning's callers, you know, they've had some issues there.
I know, but it's like people call me that have gone over to other countries, and it's all okay because you book everything and you talk to somebody, you don't know who you're really talking to. But with me, this is why I've investigated how it is, because you come to a strange city like London, or the same as if I went somewhere, you know, where I didn't know, it's quite daunting because you don't know where to go, and you want to be, you know, going to good places that you're happy and you like and you remember. You know, you need to have a memorable trip. And if, again, your husband is busy working and all his business is good, the wife doesn't want to be, you know, sad and lonely sitting in a hotel room. It's no good.
No, of course. And for your experience now, I know that you've traveled quite extensively, but do you feel comfortable literally booking for whatever the request is?
I mean, obviously, they will know what they're after, and, you know, they give me a budget, and then we can go from there. But, I know more or less when I give people ideas of what they want, and then, you know, when it's an amazing thing of when you are with them, you know, through the day, and you check everything's fine before they have dinner with their husband. That's the service I want to offer, because I don't want to say, oh, yes, on Thursday you can go and visit, you know, Madame Tussauds. You can go here. You can do this. I want to be with them so that they're fine. And when they get there, there's no problems with the tickets and they go through. You know, when we take them to London Fashion Weekend, they literally come out of their chauffeur-driven car straight through the side entrance and straight into the fashion show. There's no hassle or bustle of queuing or any issues that, you know, they should arise, because that's what my job is.
And it sounds like you do it very well. And it does sound like it's quite worth it to have somebody, you know, like you handle the situation for the people involved, because, you know, no one wants to deal with that. And there's always something that comes up. I mean, there's so many different things that can play into it. Now, I know that you're involved, again, getting back to the charitable work, the Special Olympics coming up.
Well, the Special Olympics has been already in LA. So I went to an event last night, actually, where obviously I was involved with some of the GB winners. But it, again, it's literally an incredible, you know, charity again, and there's sort of, it's growing in England now. It's sort of run by 3,000 volunteers. It's involved with 8,000 athletes who benefit from the sports program. So this Special Olympics is sort of like they're associated with a member of the Olympic family. So the Paralympics, which has been incredible, obviously was in London 2012, provides sport competitions for disabled athletes with physical and sensory disabilities. So the Special Olympics now is like a sport year-round level, and it's trying to build up and, you know, get more people from all things, because it builds confidence, it helps your skills and determination, and, you know, this is what we need to do for these incredible people.
Right. Now, Emma, I'm curious, you know, for my part, what is your... what draws you so much to trying to give back to, you know, all of these other people and, you know, the people that have been through something, or, you know, just in general? It sounds like you just genuinely love helping people.
I do. I never have time for me, which that's my own choice.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
No, I don't. But I love to give. My heart seems to grow bigger as I get older. I learn about different things in life, and, you know, my ups and downs is my career ending was a real blow to me. And I think of how the sport helped me with how I progressed and worked incredibly hard, but how the sport helped me, and I want to give the sport back. I want to give something back to my sport that made my profile get to how I was. So when I meet these different people with disabilities, and I become an ambassador for Riding for Disabled, and I meet them last night, they're so sort of shocked that I'm wanting to do it, but I'm saying, come on, I want to do it. I need us to go here. Let's go. Let's get the para riders all joined together. I'm now a mentor now for, apart from the incredible blind show jumper Karen Law that I look after, I've now got four other disability riders that want me to mentor them. I don't have huge amounts of time because obviously I have 100% with EJD events, but my weekend and whenever I'm on the phone, I mean, last night I was still on the phone at 11:15 when I got back from London, talking to some of the para riders who are getting into complications because they're not getting enough support. So if I can get support, and I can support them 100% with ideas and media, then I will. And you know, I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very competitive still, which I love, because that's what helped me through my career and my life, really, now, after I ended riding. So my drive is still there. It might not be in the ring, but you know what? I was successful in the ring, and I aim to be successful with my disability people as well out of the ring.
Well, it certainly sounds like it. And, I mean, obviously, aside from all that, you still are involved in a lot of different avenues of broadcasting, which, you know, we're narrowing down now to about the last minute of today's show. So I'd like to come back to that for next show so that we can actually get into it. But yeah, I mean, your plate is always full. Which, you know, I'm sure, it probably, you know, the feeling that you get from helping people, I mean, it's an incredible story that you have, really, and it's great to have you on the show, and I'm excited to have you on for this extended 10-part series, and I want to thank all the callers for today, and definitely feel free to call back next week, because, you know, Emma's here to help, and people have certainly experienced some nightmares, I'm sure, traveling the globe, but EJB Events is there to kind of simplify the process and really let you enjoy. So again, the call-in number for next week's show is the same, 323-870-4087. And to check out EJB Events, go to EJBEVENTS, that's EJBEvents.co.uk. Emma, I want to thank you for coming on to the show today. As always, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, and I would just like to say I wish everybody in New York and everybody in the United States a happy and safe day. Thank you very, very much.
All right, Emma. Well, we're going to see you again next week. So from everybody here at CMC Radio, check us out again with Emma Brown next Wednesday morning. And again, guys, have a great day, and thanks for listening. Take care.